Dr. Mangia, M-A-N-G-I-A, Dictionary Report of Consultation on Patients, Arlene Paone, P-A-O-N-E, date of birth 10-9-1971, referring physician, Dr. Vicky Sirogiannis, C-S-I-R-O-G-I-A-N-N-I-S, 1325 Patterson Plank Road, Secaucus, New Jersey, 07094. Dr. Vicky, thank you for referring Ms. Carlene Payone for infectious disease evaluation of Lyme disease, period. New paragraph. As you know, patient is a 50-year-old female who was diagnosed with Lyme disease back in 2021 and has been treated on at least two occasions with doxycycline, first in 2021 and then again in 2022. Unfortunately, her symptoms have recurred. The patient now complains of progressive fatigue, metallic taste in the mouth, pins and needles in the hands and feet, as well as sleepiness and tiredness. Patient complains of joint pain, mainly in the hands, knees, and hips. Patient also mentions having COVID approximately 5 months ago, which was treated. Her symptoms are confounded by current perimenopausal symptoms as well. And in addition to this, she also suffers from possible recurrent mononucleosis with elevated Epstein-Barr virus titers, period. The patient cannot remember a discrete bite. However, she does yard work and has found ticks on her two dogs on multiple occasions. The patient has allergy to penicillin, stage 19, described as anaphylaxis. Her past medical history includes diabetes, gallbladder disease, chronic headaches, hyperlipidemia, osteoarthritis, carpal tunnel syndrome. In addition, she mentions having had blood clots at age 19, presumed DVT, which was treated. Patient works as a teacher, has to climb stairs, get to her classroom. Denies any fevers, chills, cough, shortness of breath, or abdominal pain, no diarrhea, no weight loss, no nausea, no vomiting, no change in bowel habits. Patient's OBGYN history. Patient was last seen by Dr. Rubino, R-U-B-I-N-O, in 2021. And the last mammogram done at that time. Patient is advised to do both. Patient has never had colonoscopy. Her surgical history includes appendectomy 2018, gallbladder 2018, ACL repair on the right knee 2017, carpal tunnel surgery 2022 and 2023. Family history is positive hypertension, diabetes, and heart disease. Medications include Zizel, 5 milligrams PO daily, Lexapro, 10 milligrams PO daily, Saxenda, S-A-X-E-N-D-A, 3 milligrams sub-Q daily, as well as multivitamins. Social history, smokes, half-pack to one-pack per day. drinks socially. No history of drug abuse. No risk factors for AIDS or HIV. Physical examination reveals well-nourished, well-developed female, awake, alert, oriented, times 3. No acute distress. Her height is 5'5". Weight is 205 pounds. Temperature is 97.7. Pulse 76. Respiratory rate is 18. Blood pressure 110 over 70. Head normal. Ears normal. Nose normal. Throat normal. Neck. No lymphadenopathy. No tracheal deviation. No thyromegaly. Chest symmetrical expansion. Bilateral air entry. Lungs clear. Heart S1-S2. Abdomen soft. Non-tender. Extremities. No cyanosis. No clubbing. Positive osteoarthritic changes. No ankle edema present. No skin rash. No lymphadenopathy. Neurological. Non-focal. Impression. 50-year-old female. I'm sorry, labs. Labs show elevated IgM antibody titers against the predominant protein of the Borrelia bacterium. 3 out of 3 bands being positive. Impression. Cannot rule out acute active Lyme disease based on history of recurrent exposure and presence of 3 positive bands. In view of this, patient will be started immediately on oral doxycycline, period. Many of the features of her illness could be due to chronic Lyme disease, which she has had in the past. This is usually not amenable to antibiotic treatment, since it is more likely to be related to immune dysregulation or hyperactivity, period. Other possibilities include long COVID, since he had COVID disease 5 months ago, recurrent Epstein-Barr virus, obstructive sleep apnea, rheumatological disorder, period. Additional labs and serologies will be sent. Patient will be started on oral doxycycline for 1 month. Patient will return after 1 month for reevaluation, and results will be forwarded to your attention. I've recommended to the patient to have her mammogram done, pap smear, as well as colonoscopy, follow-up, chest x-ray, and consider sleep study, rule out obstructive sleep disorder. New paragraph. We'll follow with you and add further conditions, which will be forwarded to your attention, period. Thank you for allowing me to participate in care of your patients, and sincerely, Anthony J. Mangi, MD, FACP, and the dictation.